from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary. You know, I see all of you out there, and really, my heart, you warm my heart, all of you out there. I'm proud to put you to sleep. If this is your first time here, this is an odd little podcast to put you to sleep. It's called Sleep With Me. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show going. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleeping With Me Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new or the show's just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get to sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. Mr. Bart, a lot of people work very hard keeping this podcast running. Who are they?
It's Posty Postersome. Sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. the Legend. Also edits episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bart. I do the lullabies. Got a new album out. I think you'll really like it. You can get a copy at Also, I made a longer version of this credits song. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Laura, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. So proud that we could dance to be part of Nine Vale Presents. So now on with the show.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget, you can listen to Sleep With Me in your smart speaker. Just say, hey, smart speaker, play Sleep With Me podcast. Or you could subscribe for free in any of your podcast apps. Those are the two easiest ways to listen to the show. Either way, you can set a sleep timer. And what do you say we get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, changes in time, temperature, you stuff your thing, whatever it is, whatever's keeping you awake. It could be physical, it could be something you're experiencing, it could be, you know, where you are, work schedule, whatever it is, I'd like to help. I'd like to take your mind off of it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark, and I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, superfluous tangents, I'm going to go off topic and use lots of ums and ahs. And if you're new, here's a few things. This podcast is a little bit different, so give it a few tries. It might be different than what you're expecting. And so sometimes it's just easier to just kind of passively view it. Because you really, this is one of the few podcasts you don't really need to listen to. There's no pressure to listen. And even though it's a podcast to put you to sleep, there's no pressure to fall asleep. I'm going to be here for about an hour to keep you company. And it's more of a podcast here while you fall asleep. So I'll be here till the end. You know, if you can't sleep, queue up a few episodes. I'm happy to hang here and keep you company. I'm happy to hang here and be your boar bud. Those are a couple things. You don't need to listen. You don't need to make a whole lot of sense of this. But there's also no pressure to fall asleep. You deserve a good night's sleep. That's why I'm here. Structurally, what to expect. The show starts off with a few minutes of business. That's really how we keep the show free, are the people that take action on that stuff. So thank you to those people. So that's a few minutes of business. And then there's the intro. Now, the intro is kind of a part of the show or a show within a show. That a lot of people use, the majority of listeners use it as part of their bedtime routine. Some listeners skip ahead to the story. You could just skip ahead about 18 minutes is normally a good place to skip ahead. And then some listeners fall asleep during the intro. And the intro is kind of just me trying to describe what the podcast is, to set the mood, to let you know, like what I said, you don't really need to listen. And I'm here to help. I'm here to earn your trust and not to assume you're going to give it to me. You know, if you're new, of course you're going to be skeptical. And I think this, like the long intros of the show, in some strange way, will make a lot of people more skeptical. Because they don't really, there's about 12 or 14 minutes of this friendly banter. And you say, well, when's the bedtime story start? Well, about 18 minutes it starts. But this is part of the bedtime story because again, this podcast works more slow. It's not like, oh, you should be asleep instantly or whatever. It's more a friendly voice in the deep, dark night. So yeah, I'm here to help. And let's see. So that's, oh, so it's the intro. It's kind of me explaining that. And then there's a story. Tonight's our episodic series, Big Farm in the Sky, PI, season two of that. But really, it's all episodic. It's kind of just like a mystery. Similar to like something like Encyclopedia Brown or Big Nate, Thea or Geronimo Stilton, you know, however you like your Stiltons. Some people might like it as cheese. Some people might like it as people that eat cheese, like Thea and Geronimo. I don't know if I've read any Thea-only books, so I'm not exactly sure if those are mysteries. However you like your kid mysteries, you could say, well, I'm an old school Nancy Drew or nothing. And I say, no problem. Got you covered. And these are kind of mundane mysteries. Tonight it'll be about a cupcake. You probably saw the title of the episode. So that'll be the bedtime story. Between the intro and the story is some business. That's again, how we keep the show free. And then there's thank yous at the end. So that's the structure of the show. And what else? What else? I did have something that I came up when I was talking and that I already forgot about, which is a pretty standard part of these intros. You know, a lot of times I come back to this. I make the show because I've been there and I know how it feels. I know how it feels not to be able to fall asleep, or I don't know, like just for me lately, my normal go-to method and routine isn't working. And I'm trying to find this new balance. And I actually have this is a strange thing to say. First off, if you're looking for a podcast to listen to, check out West Wing Weekly, because that's going to come up in this side tangent I'm about to take. But a few months ago, I did an episode about a holiday, top holiday specials. And one of the West Wing episodes from the TV show from the late 90s, early aughts, the West Wing. It was like considered one of the top holiday specials. So I started watching this. Now, don't ask me to do West Wing podcast content because you can't do that. And I'm even, most people just talk about West Wing. This is all fictional stuff. So that's why I'm comfortable talking about an intro. I just facepalmed my head saying, what am I, but so this TV show, I started watching it, and I watched the holiday episode, and I said, wow, this is a very comforting show to me, and it's very, there's a lot going on, and it's very, very, very well written, and very well directed, and the performances are amazing, and so I started watching it for relaxation, as part of my wind down, actually. Where I said, well, let me catch 40, whatever it is on Netflix. It's like, whatever, 44 minutes. And then I can listen to the West Wing Weekly kind of talk. Well, like they're way ahead of me, but so I'm still in season one. But it's just cool to hear other people's thoughts or what was going on. Like hear stuff through the actor's eyes. And so really cool. I mean, great world of podcasting. Same thing with Survivor and Rob has a podcast. And Josh Wigler and Rob, Rob and Josh and everything. Just complimenting something you already enjoy. Yeah, but I added the show into my bedtime routine for the most part. And I tried to do it a little bit earlier, which means I have to get start my bedtime routine earlier to have that 45 minutes, or it'll impinge on, the rest of my bedtime routine, which is kind of doing some light journaling or writing, ideally some foam rolling, and then 30 minutes of fiction reading, which is strangely enough in the vein of as I'm recording this, I've been reading Sherlock Holmes. Kind of keep my frame of references of solving mysteries and stuff. But what was my point? So I enjoy West Wing, and I don't find it stimulating. I mean, I do find it stimulating from a creative standpoint. And because there's so many plot lines normally in an episode, I find it easier to engage with. Like, I find myself less distracted to do podcast work and just watch the show. And also, like a podcast, The West Wing, the characters are so well-developed and so well-performed and written that you kind of feel like that you know them. I guess, at least for me, I say, what is, you know, especially, you know, Rob Lowe's character, who of course, now Sam, and probably Toby, kind of, if any, say, Scooch, what West Wing, I mean, I don't think you'd have to ask what West Wing character. You say, well, I'd like to be Sam. I'm like Toby without the brains. So, I mean that in without the intellect. I guess I know I have brains. I'm an intelligent person. But the characters are written with this such high intellect and performed that you say, well, they're just our people with that kind of intellect and stuff that I don't have. So, but in some way they say, well, but I have the grouchy part of Toby down. And this thing of like some of the other belief system. But anyway, so what was I talking about? So I don't find it keeps me up because I find it like, even though you would think it's heavy fare, and for some people it may be heavy fare, for me, it's just so creatively, I guess the content, it's so creatively impressive that the actual content is just icing on the cake. I don't know if that makes sense or if I'm even understanding what I'm trying to explain, but suddenly I have this new thing in my bedtime routine. And I don't think it's the West Wing's fault, though maybe it is. Maybe I got to, and you say, well, I replace watching the news with watching a fictional TV show called The West Wing. But where was my point? I don't know, but I've been having trouble sleeping lately. And that, like the fiction part, I don't know, and so I guess my main thing is that's why I make the show, because it, I know what it's like, and I know how frustrating it can be, or how even it can have small impact. Like this week, I've been setting my alarm later. Like usually I get up pretty early to do what I like to do in the morning before I have to get my daughter ready for school and stuff. And lately I've been sleeping a half hour later because they say, well, I need my sleep first. So I don't know. What I mean is that it's an honor for me to help anybody I can get a good night's sleep. I deeply believe you deserve a good night's sleep. A bedtime free of hassle and rigmarole. You deserve a life where you can be out there flourishing and treat yourself and others with dignity and respect. And I think a good rest comes with all that. So it's my honor to make this show. It's something I pour my heart, my soul, and my time into. Mostly to be fun. This intro is more of a, I don't know. I mean, that's, I guess, what West Wing for me is. It's, say, Scoots, what are you trying to say? Well, I have fun watching West Wing. I think that's what I was trying to say. You're right. Get to TLDR brain. That's good. You're right. It's just fun. And so I guess my point back to you, TLDR brain, is that I'm baffled that something nice and fun and sweet, I'd say there's a lot of sweet in, did I say The Good Place or The West Wing? I meant The West Wing. The Good Place is sweet too, but why am I having trouble sleeping then? Is it unrelated? Is it just baffling? Yes, Gooch, sometimes it's just baffling. You're right, and that's why I make this show. That's why I strive and I work very hard, yearn to help you fall asleep. If you're new, give it a few tries. But I really appreciate you coming by and checking the show out. And here's a couple of ways we keep the show free and going. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive. progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, hey, everybody. Welcome to our third episode of our episodic series. It's episodic, it's modular, which means you can listen to it in any order. Kind of a procedural, Big Farm in the Sky, a PI, Season 2, Tales of the Phantom Minnow. Those are different titles that you could use. This is the third episode, so kind of the season's still kind of developing, you know? That's why I'm laughing. But it's a tale. If you didn't need to listen to our first season at all. If you didn't, or the first two episodes, very very easy to get caught up on. It's a tale of much like adult or non-adult, but with bedtime story content only. You may have heard of Agatha Christie, Sherlock Holmes. Alexander McCall, I think. I haven't read those Alexander McCall ones, so maybe not. But or Fancy Nancy, which may or may not have been a detective or a private eye or solves mysteries. You know, but keeping it fancy is mysterious to people like me. I say, well, I would like to be more fancy. But you know, Encyclopedia Brown, Big Nate, you all the great kid detectives, Big Brain, I think the Great Brain, I read those, I don't remember what the name of the books were, but when I was a kid, there may have only been two of them, Geronimo Stilton, so any of those kids solving mysteries, or adults, because this has both, it has two young women, G and DK, greatly influenced by my love and the kindness bestowed on me in the show by friends George and Karen at MFM. And then Simon, who is G's uncle. Now, Simon, within the last few years, made the transition from earthly living to living in the Big Farm in the Sky. But that didn't stop his connection with his niece and her best friend, G and DK. But when Simon went to the Big Farm in the Sky, he said, well, I'm going to have a fresh start here. I'm going to become a PI, private eye, and help people in the Big Farm in the Sky figure stuff out. You say, well, you lost your favorite snail? Let's find it. It couldn't have gotten far. That's a tale that wasn't told, but the snail that got far, you know, that one. But Simon found that Simon wasn't exactly the best case cracker, so he went and started working with his niece G and her best friend DK. Now, that was season one. In season two, this is how impressive G and DK are. They took a sabbatical from school, or were a working sabbatical, or independent learning, where they've started a business in the retirement community DK's family friend lives, Aunt Penny, and they're running their own kind of PI business, helping people in this largest retirement community, I believe in the U.S. or the state of Florida, the towns, with an E, because that makes it, that does, Fancy Nancy approves of that, adding an E to town to, you know, class it up. In the towns, G and DK are selling these with the help of Simon. So slight role reversal, but they're still cracking cases. And the cases are so benign. Like tonight is the case of the plagiarized cupcake. I don't know if that'll be that's the working title. And, you know, basically they solve stuff. You say, the puppy that kept staring at acorns, so you'd say, okay, well, maybe it's because it associates acorns with the squirrels, so it's case solved. And some would take a little bit longer, like if that was a case and the puppy, they couldn't see the acorns, they would think the puppy's just staring at something. So those are kind of cases we'll be taking on. I think that's all you need to know. It's a procedural. You probably didn't even need to know all that, but I always like to put you at ease, you know, to set the table for you. And also have to buy time for my celebrity announcer. Come on in. My friend, sorry, it's good to see you. It's good to see you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Oh, no, this is my, so ladies and gentlemen, so boys and girls, the friends beyond the binary, it's time for Big Farm in the Sky, P.I., Phantom, case of the Phantom Minnow in the towns. It's time to crack this case, yeah. Thanks, Antonio. I actually have a belated gift for you. Of room temperature water. Oh, you okay? No, no. I have something. I have a game we're gonna play. We'll talk about it maybe next episode. Oh, a game for me to play. Non-competitive, but I think it's hopefully it has some sort of competitive element to it. I do love playing games with you, my friend. Right, but remember, you gotta wait an hour and 25 minutes or so till I'm done recording. So no moving, no shifting. Okay. Like, I noticed when I say no moving, maybe you thought no moving around, but it's also shifting makes noise that I can pick up on the mic. So maybe, did you ever hear the tale of the puppy that stared at acorns for an hour and 25 minutes or so? Maybe longer, could be shorter. Yes, my friend. I mean, I find that meditative. I won't do any shifting. I'm looking forward to sitting without movement. Great. That's Mr. Antonio Banderas, everybody. And this is Big Farm in the Sky, PI. Hey, Diane, it's Simon here. I've been up and down, Diane, with writing my Tales of the Phantom Minnow. So, I don't know, maybe this next case we're trying to figure out when it comes up. We don't have a case. I don't know. I just haven't been working on it, Diane. I guess I've been demotivated. And I don't know. I see, what would the Big Farm, other than... Like, what would the Phantom Minnow, what other ways could the Phantom Minnow use its powers for good? Also, there's been a lot of things going on at Heavenly Solutions at my day job, which I've also been avoiding, because I've been assigned to do a report, on a report, I think, Diane. And they said big things are happening. They said, here's what they want me to do, a karmic report, should entertainment account for whatever they call it. I can't remember even. Karmic credits, which don't even exist, Diane, that we know of currently. But should entertaining and enabling and empowering hobbies enable karmic points? And what about hobbies, the practice of hobbies themselves? So I got to write a report on that. I said, well, I guess what if it's a hobby that becomes a source of entertainment, Diane? You know, what about all those people working so hard creating, you know, audio for people? Like, are those, do you get karmic points? Also, since karmic points don't exist, but it's an assignment at my day job, which I don't really go to because they say, like, that's a nice thing about being at the Big Farm. But I say, like, you're able to kind of leave traces. You say, well, I was working on it. You just didn't see me in the office. I was there. Your spirit, you must be on a different spiritual wavelength than me, boss. So that's what I guess I'm getting a little rebellious in my new age, Diane. But speaking of entertainment, I'm going in to meet G and DK at this event. It's called Cupcake Warriors. It was a little different. I think the first title's owned by someone. And it sounds really fun. It's here at the towns at one of their big community. It's not a community center. It's a like a convention center, but just for the people that live here. So I don't know what you call that. Event center. That's what you call it, Diane, because I just saw the sign. But so it's a cupcake-based event. They have cupcake contests, of course, cupcake tasting, discussions around cupcakes. I think different levels of, like, different awards. They have things like Frost Off, you know, speed mixing, all those things. You know, who can get their eggs in a tizzy or whatever you call that? Whip it into peaks, right, Diane, right? Yeah, so really, you know, a lot of people here. I'm kind of floating up here. It looks like a lot of people are keeping an eye out for G and DK. I'm sure this will be great, being able to test some cupcakes. Really quite a trip. Everyone really looks happy here. So this would be high karmic points. A lot of joy. And I say, well, I guess they do. Like, I see them. They're eating a cupcake. G and DK, they're kind of joking about it. There's also cupcake. There was a cupcake balancing. I missed that. I see the sign at 10 a.m. I missed that, Diane. I think like that's like holding cupcakes on a tray, and they keep adding them. Why, really? I should have. I wish I. This is like how I pictured the big farm would be, but they're getting to do it before. It's really great for all these people. Yeah, but hold on, Diane. They're about to do a drum roll, and I don't want to interrupt your trains of thought. So I'll be back. They're going to announce the best in show. It seems like they're a big deal, and also. They're making sure like G and DK saved a spot for me because they have the best of the cupcakes that were up for the best in show. So I'm going to be back, Diane. I'll be back. Really exciting. Oh, hey, Diane, I'm back. It wasn't long, but things got interesting really fast. So they announced the best in show. And it was the best cupcake, because they have different levels of things, but the best in show is like the best picture Oscar. And this person was their fourth year, Diane. This was their fourth win. We'll get to that. Best in show, best cupcake in show. And people were talking about it. They did a whole little thing, just like the Oscars. Well, actually, they didn't do this at the Oscars because they must have known who won. But this person, his name's Raj. And they said, every year, cupcake amazes in a new way. And also, before, I was sitting with, while they were doing, a little bit of a fluff piece saying, we were joking, are there cupcake critics? And then I guess we were just joking at the time because we were like, who would criticize a cupcake? And who would be, there's cupcake judges. We understand that, Diane. But now that I'm talking it out, saying it out loud to you, Diane, I can clearly see that there would be. But I guess you couldn't really, could you love cupcakes and criticize them? I don't know. G and DK were really cracking up. The reason we said that, Diane, I think at the time, because our senses were overwhelmed with the cupcake that we knew was going to win, or we thought was going to win. And spoiler, Diane, it was Raj's cupcake. But even when I was floating above, I could see this cupcake. And from the top of the room, it looked like just a green cupcake with green frosting. But up close, Diane, it was a bush. And you say, okay, a bush cupcake. Oh, boy, that sounds bush league. And it's a good one, Diane, but no. As you start to look closer, you see the leaves of the bush, which is just a frosting with different shades of green. And just a beautiful work on the leaves of each. This isn't just a show cupcake, Diane. And then berries, and then the berries, the veins of the berries. Now, this is not it's a fantasy cupcake, clearly, because they go straight to the core of the cake. And you could gently squeeze the cake, and the berries would pulsate, because the flavoring, which was, holy mackerel, Diane. And then the cupcake was a deep, deep, like, earthy color. It was just the most impressive cupcake I've ever had. It's tough to describe because you'd say, well, it's just a bush with berries. I'd say, no, so much more than that. But again, not too fancy either. Like the greatest bush cupcake. I'm sure there's been plenty of other bush cupcakes, Diane. But even, so I guess what we were kind of joking about was even this bush cupcake would be the judgment of if you really love cupcakes or not. Because you could say, well, I don't prefer those flavors. And you say, or you say, what is that flavor? But it was a cupcake we all agreed on. It was just, even these other cupcakes, which were very, very good, Diane. This one was heads and tails, but in a different league, we could just be clear. This was a majestic cupcake. And perfect to just have that one cake, you'd be say great. But then what happened was there was some controversy, Dan. Because as they announced the Raj and they showed, they said, you know, everyone hold up the cupcake that you think would win. And then they announced, you know, the whatever the runners up are. I think they have a nice word for it. Honorable mention, the Silver Cake Award. That was all. I missed all those parts. So this was it wasn't even a doubt. Everybody knew, Dan. Everybody in the room knew. And Raj went out there, and people were cheering. You know, some people weren't. Not everybody wasn't universal, but it was anybody that had this cake was in agreement. I guess that's what I'm saying. It was the kind of artistry anybody could appreciate. Even looking at it, you'd say, "Well, that's a beautiful." If you're 10 feet away, you say, You get closer, you say, what in that mackerel? That's a bush, but it's not just a bush. And Raj started to tell the tale of the cupcake in Raj's mind, which was based on a bush seen only in the background of a version of the original Willy Wonka that Raj saw growing up. It was a cut not even released in the U.S. But in the background of that scene, there was a bush which had cupcakes on it. And Raj said these were the cupcakes and also the bush, like just a tribute. And then Raj kind of explained some of the flavor profiles in that. Yeah, and these were... Snozberries maybe were the berries on the thing, which is an imaginary berry. And explaining, you know, that it was made with the water that they used there. That was so very, very in kind of the design of the ingredients. So you could sensibly make this at home. The decorating would have been hard. You know, how to use pipe. Here's what Raj did, believe it or not, to make the berries run to the core. A pipe cleaner in a plastic bag, in a baggie. So you could stick it in, because you wouldn't want to stick a pipe cleaner just in a cupcake, right, Diane? It'd leave some fuzzy behind. You don't even know. Diane, how about this? The only place you can buy pipe cleaners? Craft shops. Or the internet, or a pipe, you know, very easily, I meant, Diane. But so Raj was explaining things, and then this noise came in. And then there was projections behind Raj. And it was this robotic voice that said, "You are a cupcake plagiarist." And then we said, "Plagiarist." And then it said, "Wanted for cupcake plagiarism, Raj." And then there was a picture of Raj's winning cupcake. And then it says, this picture was taken, or it had a picture, and it said there, the picture was from, I think it said 1998. And then there was a picture of a cupcake that looked a lot like Raj's cupcake. Now, it was a little bit blurry. And then everybody repeated those facts a few times so everybody could get it, because it was cupcake plagiarism. Can you plagiarize a cupcake? But it was just a metaphor. And Raj was kind of pretty embarrassed. People did start to boo. And then Raj said, I'm innocent. I did not copy this cupcake. And then the thing, even the projector said, prove it. And then people started proving it. And then Raj said, I need some help. Can anyone help me maintain, because then they said, well, we're going to take the award away from you for a time being. And then they called out to the audience, kind of like, of course, DK jumped up in G, and they said, we'll help you. And then DK said, we got to get to the projector. And then Penny said, started explaining to everyone. But DK and G and I dashed off behind the stage. while Penny was explaining. Well, they're PIs. They help. They help. And someone said, they cleaned my gutters. And Penny said, they also, and then someone said, they found my dog. And they said, oh, okay. So they're like, and then someone said, like Fancy Nancy. And they said, oh, yeah, just like Fancy Nancy. So they dashed into the AV room, to the engineering room, you know, backstage. And the person operating the board was sound asleep, Diane, and we woke him up, and they said, oh, sorry, I dozed off. They had frosting on their face, which is not, you know, not uncommon for a cupcake festival. And we saw a box of cupcakes, and they said, yeah, I was just eating these cupcakes, and it was what happened? And we said, what happened? And G and DK were kind of looking around, examining things, and saying, when did you fall asleep? I don't really remember. I just remember that I was trying to eat. I had already eaten Raj's cupcake, so I was just having some other cakes that looked, that were here, that looked good. And they said, what do you mean? They said, like this. And then we saw there was one cupcake left. It was a goose. That's what I didn't say that. They said, is that a swan? No, it's a duck. It was a gander. And then G said, no, it's a goose. It's a goose cupcake. So you're eating goose cupcakes. And DK, she's kind of a tech expert. So she said, geez, it looks like they just plugged into the board here. You got plenty of inputs to the projector and everything. And then they must have left. I see some scrapes on aux 2. And G was like, okay, well, these goose cupcakes, are they yours? No, they're not mine. Where did you get them? Well, that cupcake's mine now because I ate the other ones. And G said, no, the cupcakes were probably sleepy or something. Did someone bring you these cupcakes? No, they were here at the board for me. After I took a break before the announcement, I make sure I'm ready. And they were here when I sat down. And they go, well, this is cool. Then meanwhile, on the stage, they announced, because this was like a part of a cupcake-based weekend. So they said, don't worry, tomorrow is a cupcake cleanup. You know, everybody actually, they leave the activity center. And then they come and clean it a couple days later. Everybody kind of clean. I don't know. Just to have more fun and to talk and to kind of just socializing, Diane. Really impressive. And Raj came and said, and then the organizers came and said, and G and DK said, don't worry. We'll figure this out. We're going to get to the bottom of it. Someone was here. Raj said, I didn't do it. And G looked at Raj and said, okay, well, we'll figure this out. You didn't do what? Raj said, plagiarize a cupcake. And DK and G talked, and they said, we need a list of every cupcake contestant and the cupcakes they entered. Do you have that? They said, of course we do. They said, we'll email it to you. And DK said, go back like 4, 5, 6 years of all the entries. And they said, we'll do it right now. So then DK pulled out her laptop and she started looking for bird cupcakes and stuff. And they started to say, okay, well, there was a goose. This cupcake was entered, actually. There was goose cupcakes entered this year. Also the years, they said, okay, wait a second, there's other, they started running through the list, and they said, okay, but this year, yeah, and the year before, never placing very, like, but always in the middle of the pack, is by Chase Oogies, and they said, Chase Oogies, I don't know, Chase, The organizer said, can't put it. And they said, Raj had already left to kind of, you know, recover from this. It was very dramatic. And they said, okay, well, we have the address. So they live here. You have to be a resident, it turns out, to enter a cupcake, Diane. I'll be back, Diane, because we're going to head over to Chase's place and figure this out. So I'll just dictate as we go in, and it looks like, she's asking us to sign. This seems like a very, very nice person. She wants us to sign a guest book. Okay, she doesn't know who Chase Oogies is. Who's Chase? Well, what about the cake you entered? But the cupcake she's right. A goose cupcake. I don't know what you're talking about. Chase Oogies entered it from here. Is that one of your friends? Check the guest book. It's not me. I don't make cupcakes. I play the glockenspiel. And I like to go on walks. I don't go to this. It's not really my thing. She goes, now I did it. My friend. She was a big cupcake maker. Yeah, so maybe it's her, but her name's not Chase. Her name's Letty. You can see when she. Oh yeah, she's in the guest book. She came over a lot. Does she know who Chase is? Could we talk to her? Oh well, you can't talk to Letty. She says she's moved on to the big. She's moved on to the next phase to the big farm. A little while ago, it's been about 10 months. Did she make goose cupcakes? No, not that I know of. Do you know if this is her writing here on these applications? No. There's this other writing here in your guest book. Isn't it a Chase here? But there's a lot of other names, I think. That's what DK's saying, Diane. Oh, well, she was big into games, so I don't know. She was always big into games and playing around. Wait a second. Chase Oogies is like an anagram, then. It's like a goose chase. Well, isn't that only half an anagram? Is it an anagram if it's only half an anagram? Or is it an anagram if you're supposed to switch the word, if half the word is spelled out? That's pretty obvious. So Letty is no longer, Letty's at the big farm. And at Walking Club today. And then Glockenspiel, Glockers and the Glockers, we call it. We play at the base of the clock tower, Glockenspiel. Letty was one of the members of that. That's how we know each other. Okay, thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry to intrude. Yeah, I really, really appreciate it. Okay, Diane. Okay, Diane, I'll just leave it. What do you think, G? What do you think, DK? Huh, it's weird. If it's a goose chase, but a lot of those other names that it seemed like Letty was using were much, much, much more coded around Glockenspiels. That makes sense looking at the guest book. I didn't bring it. I was going to ask her to keep it, but I thought that would be. Do you guys think it's a case for the Phantom Minnow? Do you think this is Letty's work? Letty's involved in this somehow? What did you say, GK? Possibly or kind of? It seems like you already have a theory. Oh, it is time for the Phantom Minnow. Okay, what do you need me to do? Okay, go into the Goose Cupcake, and take a look around. Look around for what? See what you can see. Okay, I get it. Bigger, from inside the cupcake out at all timelines. Got you. Okay, I'm headed into the goose cupcake. There is a filling, and it's a little hazy in here. I don't know if that's whatever put the board operator in sleepy time. Okay, I'm saying this out loud so G and DK can hear me if they can, or that I remember pretty well. It feels good in here. I think I'm seeing a lot of cupcake making. And it's not just a current event. I see a lot of joy. I see maybe that's Letzi winning an award. I see Raj winning, but these all have positive associations. I see frosting. I see piping. Wow, just positive things. Okay, take a look. Okay, I'm trying to look at more. Okay, I can see a kitchen. You know, and then I see older kitchens. I see a variety of kitchens. I can date the kitchens. So I could see where this cupcake was made. I don't see any Letty other than this cupcake contains a lot of positive memories of the cupcake warriors, and of both Raj and Letty, and a lot of other competitors. This is something, so it's positive. So I don't understand. I guess I'm coming out, but it was delicious too, but you can't eat it because it has, so it was like, look, it seems like, hey, DK, could you hear me in there? Yeah, it seemed like, it was kind of thrilling too. Now that I'm coming out of it, I'm noticing my thrill-o-meter's up too. That there was a back and forth with Raj and Letty, that they really had a lot of fun. They were like the cupcake warriors. And that one thing I did see was that Letty, the goose cupcakes, were Letty, that she would, her and Raj had a side bet of what place Letty could get the goose cupcakes to come in. And they would bet with a number like 22nd to 25th. I don't know if that helps. DK's working pretty hard on the computer. I don't like to compete. So, DK, it looks like your eyebrows are moving in a way that says you know something. It's not a... Okay, wait a second. So you're looking at the... you've been looking at the image from the slideshow. You were able to get that... because it went through, okay, the way it went through the board, it was secondary. Okay, I don't understand that. But so you do have an image of the cupcake that was projected, and not of Raj's cupcake, but of the original that Raj plagiarized, according to the thing. Okay, and it what do you mean? If we zoom in, it's not a cupcake at all? No, it looks like it is a cupcake. Okay, you're zooming in more. On the side, it's plastic. What do you mean it's plastic? It's hard plastic or rubber? Oh, because that's where it's two cast halves of rubber or something fused together. And also they're identical. Each side's identical. Wow, DK, you are sharp with that computer. So it's just a cupcake model or something? I guess... Like, what would you say, G? Where's it from? You know, DK, you're still figuring that out. You don't know where it's from. You just are pretty confident that it's, you're sure. Okay, you're sure it's like a plastic or rubber model. Okay, G, what are you saying? Okay, so where, we still need our why? Like, why is someone trying? I still think it could be Letty. Like, we should just see if she's like, I could turn back into the Phantom Minnow and search for her. She's involved, but not in the way I think. Okay. Like, so is it because someone's trying? Is it like someone that Raj, like, is it her third cupcake tier? That's disappointed? Is it a friend of Letty that is sick of Raj winning all those times? Oh, before Raj went on the streak, Raj and they would go back and forth. See, it was very competitive, their cupcake baking. Oh, so Raj didn't win three times in a row. Oh, it was a fourth, a total win. Oh, that's really, okay. Oh, so we need to present this to, what do you mean present it? Okay, we make a stop at Raj's. Okay, you want me to go back in the cupcake and double check things? Yeah, DK's going to keep working on things, and we're going to stop and talk to Raj, and then we got to go present our findings day two of the cupcake cleanup. Okay, yeah, we should probably, you two should probably stop home and see Aunt Penny, too. Okay, well, Diane, I'll be back. Hey, Diane, I'm back. So here's the thing. We're here at the Cup. They're calling it CupCon now instead of Cupcake Cleanup Day. And G says she's going to present all the findings. People are calling it CupCon. They're pretty unhappy with Raj. Because people haven't had time to think about it. And that they said maybe Raj is, maybe they should take away all of Raj's rewards. We stopped at Raj's place, so I have a general idea where DK and G are going with this, but I don't understand it, which makes it even more mysterious to me, Diane, that I have one piece of information, but it still confuses me, but I think G's going to make it all obvious. Anyway, she's going on stage. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and golf cart drivers beyond the binary. That's what she said. We're here to talk to you about your championship cupcake maker, Raj, 3 years running. Three-time winner, Raj. Fourth year best in show cupcake. And the accusations that were expressed by an anonymous individual of a plagiarized cupcake, Raj. And Raj has maintained that you followed the rules, Raj, correct? And Raj is nodding. Now, lots of us had that cake, and it was absolutely delicious. It tasted wonderful, looked wonderful. It was beautiful. It was the best in show. I don't think there's anyone that could disagree with that here, except for some of those grouchy people raising their hands. Now, as we started to dig, by the way, we offer this solution for anybody here. We're here for a few more months, DK and I, trying to help people solve their problems, just so you know. But as we dug deeper, DK is going to put up the image that was shown of the plagiarized cupcake and everybody oohs and ahs. And we found out that the cupcake that was projected is actually a plastic or rubber cupcake. Technically, it's a combination of the two, which are kind of the same thing anyway. Yeah, the people in plastics businesses formally are raising their hands. But we determined that it wasn't a cupcake at all. It was technically, I guess you could say that. But then we dug into the rules, DK and I. And with Aunt Penny's help, Aunt Penny was a contracts attorney, actually. So we dug through the rules, and now technically you'd say, is it plagiarized? Because the image of the cupcake and the cupcake itself are pretty similar. But Raj also acknowledged that his cupcake was influenced by a version of a bush in Willy Wonka. So they could have the same sources. Raj also said, I did not copy that cupcake. And technically, all this is true. Because if we dug deeper into the rules, when we really looked, we said, well, it has to be of an original design, but it could be influenced by something like a bush in a movie is not a cupcake. But a model of a cupcake it probably is, but it has to be of your own design, your own original design. So that's where we were like wondering. Now, also everybody should know that whoever projected this stuff and set Raj up to be exposed left a trail, a crumbly trail of cupcakes, and led us on a goose chase based on a goose cupcake. And that trail, while it misdirected us, it actually led us in the right direction. And to be honest, like that would have been designed for kid detectives and not young women and detectives. So it was a little bit disappointing that this was actually an easy case to crack. It's so simple. In fact, I'd say childish. Now, you probably don't know, is Raj still the champion, the best in show cupcaker? Who would do this and why? Who would go to all this trouble? Was it a former friend or a former rival? Someone romantically linked to Raj? These were questions we briefly asked one another, DK and I, along with some of our extra help. But then we started to think about the goose cupcake left behind and your other great cupcake tier, your other great cupcake champion, who is now at the big farm in the sky, Letty. And I could hear you cheering for her. Like, was it one of her friends? Or is Raj just a cupcake plagiarist? Those are the questions maybe some of you are wondering. And I can tell you all the answers. The answer to the first question is Raj is not a cupcake plagiarist. And according to your rules, Raj does deserve this fourth best in show title. But I could see none of you are totally convinced or totally pleased. So we're going to show you some more projections here on the screen. Here's the bush from the Willy Wonka version. That was in some international releases, the Snogberry Bush. Now, here's Raj's Best in Show cupcake. Now, here is the plastic cupcake we've been talking about that was projected on the screen. Now, we did a lot of digging here, and we dug in a lot of places, just like if you were digging out a bush. And we determined that this rubber plastic cupcake, while being almost as obscure as this one bush in an international release of the original Willy Wonka film, this was a close-up picture. And that's where we had the trouble finding the cupcake with just simple image searches. But as my partner DK started to determine that, what if this cupcake was a part of some other something? What would it be? What was the age of the photo? We found out the photo was from the 1990s. And the cupcake was part of another toy, a figurine. Many of you may remember the Smurfs. They were a popular toy in the 80s and even into the 90s for a brief time. And there was a couple different characters that had cupcakes. And this was a character, there was already a baking-based character. Again, G and DK... DK and I, we don't know the Smurfs that well, but this was a character linked as a rival to the baker, which was just a dessert maker, a Smurf, desserty Smurf. And this was a cupcake being carried by one of the desserty figurines on a tray. And it is very similar to the cupcake Raj made. And you could see the picture of Desserty carrying the things. Now, this is where things get very interesting. Because as we started to look at the work history of Raj, we realized that Raj, in addition to being a brilliant cupcake artist and cupcake creator, also worked for a subsidiary of a toy company, a design studio, whose task it was to design Smurf figurines. They took over the contract after the peak Smurf in the 80s and were tasked with coming up with figurines of the new Smurfs that were attempting. Long story short, this figurine was designed by Raj, Desserty Smurf, and this cake. So Raj is actually the originator of this cupcake at an earlier time. Which confirms that Raj does deserve the Best in Show award. Though I can see by the slack jaws of the audience, you're wondering what, why, and who would then accuse, did someone discover this and think they didn't read the rules clearly and realize that if Raj made it, did they only see the cupcake and not realize that Raj designed it originally? But we started to think, DK and I, about nature and joy and why people become cupcake warriors and friendship and rivalry. And we started to realize that Raj enjoys making cupcakes. But this year, the competition was a little thin, wasn't it, Raj? And Raj nods. And we thought about Raj and Letty's rivalry and the obvious anagram. And we also, we have some very special secret methods. So we also looked around Raj's kitchen and saw a few things. And we determined that, Raj, that you were the one that accused yourself of being a cupcake plagiarist. Is that true? This is Raj. Yeah, it is true. I did. You've caught me. And you're right, I did want to be caught. I realize now that I apologize on behalf of you, that you two are almost equal rivals to me. And that I should have made it, well, I would, and if I redid it, I would be tempted to make it more difficult for you two's benefit, DK and G, because it would have been thrilling to try to trade wits with you. So I'm sorry that I was not worthy of your both of your intelligences, but I did want to be caught. I do accept the Best in Show award, and I realize everyone's displeased with me. And I'll just be straight with everybody. I'm better a cupcake maker than all of you put together. I miss the competitions I had with Letty, my friend and my rival. We had all sorts of sub-bets on every competition. And she was a true cupcake warrior, and I miss that very much, so much so that I was thinking of, and then I said, I really want this for everyone else. And I know we had that with the corporation that owns the title of Cupcake, or WAR, and we tried to say, well, let's be smart and just call it Cupcake Warriors. And then we have this Cupcake Cleanup Day, and I started to think, what would be more joyful? What would return my joy to cupcakes? Because it's kind of gone. I mean, this year I just wanted to win. And also to see if I could be caught and get everybody upset with me, as you all are, so that we could take this day and instead of cleaning up, now this year, what you could all do is just throw cupcakes at me. All of the leftover cupcakes we're going to clean up today, you can throw at me. And then next year, and then I'll clean the whole place up. And then next year, what we'll do is maybe we could just have cupcake throwing stuff and throw cupcakes at one another. Does that sound fun? I don't know. Maybe it'll reignite my joy. I know it's a twisted way to get here, but it's part of my joy in games. And that's what I did. And I, you know, I admit that you caught me. You brilliant work by G and DK. How about the Best in Show for these two? Diane, it's a good thing I'm in Phantom Menace mode, because Raj is getting pelted with cupcakes, and also Diane and G and DK are getting, you know, they're in all the stage. Everybody's laughing and throwing cupcakes or leftover. It really seems very happy and joyous. So a really special moment, but we wrapped that case up, Diane. I'm surprised at all the turns and twists, but it's really exciting times here. And I guess I'm going to go, I'm going to take a nap while they all have their little cupcake fight. It really looks fun. Even G and DK, Aunt Penny's there too. All right, Diane, case closed. The case of plagiarized cupcake, as confusing as any we faced in the big farm, Diane. Simon out. Good night. All right, I want to thank Amanda, Susan, and Karen. Thanks, and good night for becoming patrons on patreon.com/sleepwithme. Paula, Alex, and Gayatri. Asha, Kevin, and Giannis, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Aaron, Marlene, and Kevin, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Shauna, Katie, and Don, thanks, 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 and good night. Jean, Lisa, and Daniel, thanks, 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 and good night. Kim D, Kim S, and Nicole, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Erica, Jabril, and Nick, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Amanda, Natasha, and Dan, thanks, 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 and good night. Margie, Sam, and Laura, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Marcy, Scott, and Tyler, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Kyle, Katie, and Cleo, thank you, thanks, and good night. Laura, Katie, and Andrew, thanks, thanks, and good night. MJ, David, and Kate, thanks, thanks, and good night. Ryan, Kristen, and Nancy, thanks, thanks, and good night. Christina, Christy, with a K, and Tara, thanks, 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 good night. James, Nikki, and Anna, thanks, thanks, and good night. Mark, Jeff, and Anna, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Sarah, Nancy, and Jake, thanks, thanks, and good night. Jess, Christine, and Michelle, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Jennifer, Thomas, and Lisa, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Adam, Tom, and Boom Boom Brian, thank you, thanks, and good night. Paulina, Nicole, and Eva, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Julie, Susan, and Anouk, thanks, thanks, and good night. Dana, Nick, and Iva, thanks, thanks, and good night. Katie, Lindsay, and Annalisa, thank you, thanks, and good night. Kathy, Jared, and Angela, thanks, thanks, and good night. Jan, Julie, and Justin, thanks, thanks, and good night. Bronwyn, Bronwyn, Megan, and Emily, thanks, thanks, and good night. Carolyn, Jordan, and Danielle, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. H1248, Cora, and Ryan, thanks, thanks, and good night. Lois, Amy, and Nadia, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Adele, Lisa, and Jesse, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. And Josh and Catherine, thank you, thanks, thanks, everybody, for the support. Thanks so much. Sleeping Me is a proud member of Night Vale Presents. You can check out all the amazing shows over there at nightvalepresents.com. We're a member of PRX. You can see everything they're doing at prx.org. And Sleepless is listener supported by listeners just like you that support the show on Patreon or directly support our sponsors. So thank you for keeping the show free by taking action. I couldn't do it without you. I really appreciate it. And Sleep With Me grows just by listener word of mouth. So thank you for spreading the word. And there's plenty more episodes ready to go if you need it. I'm here to help. Good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcast, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in this, my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets season one, part two, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had March is a bonus episode. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support, but if you do. And the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right, and building your playlists from that podcast app. So, yeah, thanks, everybody, for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback. Feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support, support at supercast.com. And good night.